Here's the idea that I want to discuss. We know in this week's parsha, the beginning of this week's parsha, Avram Avinu does hachnasas orchim. Right, he invites the guests, and the schar that he gets for it is off the charts. Meaning, it's pretty nice what he did, but it's extreme on some level. The Medrash says, you can look it up, the Mar Makomos, and the Medrash Rabbah, Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Mem Ches, Os Yud, 48:10, says over there, Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Simai Amar. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram. Hashem said to Avram, Ata Marta Yukach Na Ma'at Mayim. You told the guests, take a little bit of water. Chayecha Shani Porei LeBenecha. You're going to get a reward. Your children are going to get a reward for that. Bamidbar, in the desert, Ubi Yishuv, when you get to Eretz Yisrael. Last love one again in the end of days. And the Medrash goes through, we don't have time right now, but every single step of everything that Avram did, they got reward for future generations, not just Avram, his children, in the Midbar, when they get into Eretz Yisrael, and then again, La'asid level. And the Gemara brings Psukim to show you about the incredible reward for every, basically, phrase in every Pasuk you have over there, a tremendous amount of schar that the children of Avram Avinu got from this chesed that he did. That's one. What was so tremendous, like what was so amazing about that chesed? The second thing that we notice is that, and I heard someone ask this question in a little bit of a funny way, so I'll say it the same way I heard it. There were no guests. Avram Avinu had a bris milah, right? And Hashem brought out the sun, be boiling hot, there'd be no passerbyers, right? There's no one to invite over. Meaning, there was no one in the vicinity of Avram Avinu's tent that needed help, right? Now, the halacha is, let's say on Hanukkah, you feel like you just want to shake a lulav, right? And you really feel it, and you're sincere about it. You remember, you're starting having memories of what it was like on Sukkot, and you just feel like you want to shake that lulav. So, if you go buy a gorgeous esrog and a nice lulav, you start shaking it. Did you do anything? No. So, here, the same thing as Achnasas Orchim. If there are no people around that have a need for you to invite them, you have no obligation to go ahead and do Hachnas Orchim. It's not even like you're a bad guy. You're perfect. You are 100% perfect. If there's no one around that needs a meal, no one needs a place to stay, then that's it. But yet Adam like runs. He has to run out to go ahead and start finding guests that he could go ahead and invite over. Like, where does that come from? They have to like run and create an obligation for yourself. That's something that's a little bit newish in Yiddishkeit. The third point is that the Chazal tell us that the angels, they didn't even eat anything. They just like looked like they were eating. But they weren't really eating. They were angels. Right? So even the chesed that Avram did was like not 100%. They didn't need it. I mean, the people that he invited didn't really need it. Right? So it's a little, this whole episode needs a little bit of clarification. Another area that needs clarification is that unfortunately, Noach, very often he gets bad raps. That's what I find. Even though it's Machlokas and Chazal, and the Pasuk says he was a tzaddik, for some reason everyone always talks about how Noach didn't do this or didn't do that, right? But if you look through the Midrashim, Noach was a Baal Chesed of the highest caliber. It was unbelievable what he did. Like, for example, the Medrash says, Tana Debei Eliyahu. Okay, Tana Debei Eliyahu is Eliyahu Hanavi wrote it. Okay, and in Perek Tet Zayin, chapter 16, he says as follows: Pam achas hayiti yoshev beis hamedrash. Once I was sitting in a beis medrash, a gadol in Yerushalayim. Eish Torah, he was sitting here. Uba talmid echad v'shaloti. A kid came over to me, kibent shishol as aviv, like a kid that asked his father, and he asked me, Rabbi, mipnei man yishtanu doros harishon mikol hadoros kulam. Why was like in the olden days people just like lived for who knows very long periods of time, like things changed? So he said, Amarti lo bini b'shvil b'cha erichu shanim k'dei sheyuchu lasos gemilas chesed zeim zeh. The reason that people had long lives was in order for them to do chesed with one another. Minayin teilcha shekenu tzeilama mesara doros harishonim, were 10 generations: Adam, Shes, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalel, Yared, Chanoch, Metushelach, Lemach, Noach. Right? Adam to Noach, 10 generations. So listen to what he says. Adam bala olam Bashes b'no Acharav. Okay, there was a father, Adam, and a son. Amar lo l'sheis, avodas avicha. Go take care of your father. Hayazanu mufarnas u'machaklo. So he took care of his father. He was told to take care of his father. The kid supported his father. Unfortunately, it's a rarity nowadays, right? The kid supported the father. Ba sheis la'olam, ba enosh, b'no acharav. Okay, so now we already have a third generation. Amar lo enosh, avodas avicha. Go support your father. Hayazanu mufarnas u'machaklo. So he took care of his father. Amar lo enosh. Now that he said to Enosh, Avod es avi avicha, now go take care of your grandfather. Amalam Enosh, ina ni chayvo. I'm chayv to take care of my father. I'm not chayv to support financially my grandfather. And the Medrash continues the exact same thing for every generation, that they would tell the kid, take care of your father, and he would do it. And then, how about your grandfather? Oh, no. My grandfather, that's too much. I do not want to take care of my grandfather. Until they got to Noach. What does it say? Ad Noach, ba Noach la'ol amalei avodes avicha. Take care of your father. Hayazano finus machakl, amalei Noach, avodes avi avicha. How about your grandfather? Kiyulav, no problem, I'll do that. Vezanis avi aviv. Vechol avosav shayu ba'oso shah. And all the living great grandfather was still alive, he went ahead and he was mefarnes all of them. He gave them money, took care of every single one of them. Meaning Noach was a game changer. In his ability to help, and he wasn't obligated, but he went ahead and he took care of people, his relatives, way above what was required. Something that is incredible. Now listen to this. Okay, this is in the Medrash Tehillim, Perek Lamed Zayin, 37. Avram said to Malki Tzedek, "Kaitzed yitzata min ha-teva? How did you exactly survive the teva? Amalei bitztaka shayinu asav sham. Oh, we did a lot of righteous." Helping people. It's a lot of stuck in the teva. Avram said to him, really? What charity do you have to do inside the teva? Were there any poor people there? There's Noach and the sons. There was no charity to do there. So who did you give charity to? Malki Tzedek said to him, the animals that were all there. Lo hayino yishanam. We didn't sleep. We give them food every night. Also, Shamar Avram. Avram said, "Wow, ma iruli shasut staka in behema v'chayv of lo ayyotin." That if you wouldn't have done the righteous deeds with the animals, he wouldn't have survived the teva. The kevin shasut staka yatsu, because he did staka, he came out. Vani im esa im bnei adam al chaskam v'kam. Imagine if I go ahead and help humans. Wow, I'm gonna really get reward. The also shah nata eshel be'er shava. That's the time that Avram said, you know what? I'm going to open up an inn of his hospitality. Achila shtiyah levaya. Meaning, who did Avram learn how to do chesed from? From Noach and the people in the teva. So like, what's going on? Why is it that when it comes to chesed, everyone always says, oh, Avram. And it's a pasuk. Chesed la'avraham, the pasuk says. But like Noach, you don't hear of Noach being a Baal Chesed. You never hear that term. So what's the difference? Okay. So here's the answer. And here how it applies to us in all relationships. And how it really applies to us in yeshiva. Right now. Okay? The Malbim says in this week's Parsha, and when you see this difference that I point out right now, Bezrat Hashem, when you go through the Parsha this week, you're going to see a lot of highlights of this. I actually have like 17 more Mar Makomos about this downstairs, but I just want to zero in on the point and the Yisod. We don't have to give a whole shiur about this right now. The Malbim says in this week's Parsha, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Dalet, bought this from Hefker, once upon a time, in Ishathar, best place to buy Sfarim, right? Worth a lot of money. So the Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Dalet, Perek Yud Ches Dalet, okay? Says the Malbim something fascinating, and the Chovos HaLevavos says something a little bit frightening, actually, based on this. He says, "Uvazen nivdal mamisha yitin stakel aniyam mitzad midas harachamim." There are two different character traits. There's something called chesed, and something called rachamim. We say it in davening all the time. Chesed v'rachamim. We say it in benching. Chesed and rachamim. The two set. What are they? Both. At the end of the day, you help someone that's in need, right? What's the difference between chesed and rachamim? Says the Malbim, the difference is as follows. Someone who helps poor people with the character trait of rachamim, shezelo yitin rak la'ani hara'av l'lechem. A guy knocks on your door and says, I'm starving. Can you please give me bread? Oh, sure. And I give you bread. Something, my organization is falling apart. I need $1 million. Sure. And you give them $1 million. That's called someone that is exhibiting rachamim. The rak la'ani hasho'el mevakesh. It's to the poor person, the one who's in need, that comes and asks you for it. Lo l'mishenu tzarech, to someone who doesn't need it, you'll never give him. Ve'enu mevakesh, doesn't ask, why would you give him? You don't even know, right? V'kol shechina bilti rotz l'isaki, of course someone who doesn't want to hang around to get something. V'kol shechina shlo yishtachaveh v'yichani lo, you never bow down to such people, right? And try to get be really nice to them. Sheyavol beisot, try to get them to come to your house. Shezeh mo'er rav tuva v'chasto. Avram Avinu, when he went after the people, right, there was no one coming and asking for food. He went after them. That showed that it's not about me that I want to gain something. It's just, I'm looking for you to try to give you something. I'm extra nice. I go out and invite you in. You didn't ask me. Right? That is the difference between someone, and he goes on to explain something, between chesed and rachamim. Rachamim means there's a need, and I come to fulfill the need. Chesed means that I initiate to go ahead and give to the other person. But listen to this, it's a little scary. The Chovos HaLevavos, in his introduction to Shar Avodat HaElokim, okay, Shar Avodat HaElokim, in the introduction, the Chovos HaLevavos says as follows, I'm reading from the Hebrew translated version to make it a little bit easier. V'hamarachim ala ani umeitiv lo b'pnei shehu mitzar al tzaro. You're pained. You're a good guy. You're pained by this person that is in need. This guy doesn't have money. It bothers you. It hurts you. You go to see his house. It's run down. Ooh, ooh. You get that feeling inside. How can I help him? Right? I want to help. Pure intentions. I want to help. Kavanato. His intentions. He laharchik me'atzmo et hatzar v'esa agmas nefesh v'akeiv shebo la v'aydi sherichem ala ani. A lot of times the motive is that I have this ichy feeling in me right now. I got to get rid of this. How am I going to get rid of this ichy feeling? I'm going to make the guy better. Now, Hashem put in to us to have feelings in order to motivate us. Right? But there's almost, as he says, a selfish reason. He has a pain, and he has to fix his pain. The pain is true here for someone else, so he goes to do something for someone else because of that pain. That's what the Chovos HaLevavos says, that's what rachmanas is. I have rachmanas on a person. I feel bad for him, and I give to him, and now I don't feel bad anymore. It's almost, on some level, selfish. He says, of course, a person like that gets reward. He gets reward for such a thing. But when you're reactive, chesed, reactive chesed, that's called rachamim. I feel bad for the person. I see there's a need. He asked me for something, like the Malbim said. He came begging at the door. I want to give him. Right? The more it makes me feel bad, the more I give. Right? That is called rachamim. Chesed means that you initiate. You look for opportunities to try to go ahead and help people. You look to see, where is there something wrong? Where is there something that I can make an input, I can impact? That's chesed. That's what Avram did. And that was the godless of Avram Avinu. Noach, of course he took care of the animals. Now, that was also big. And he got reward for that. But that was called rachmanus. He was being merachim. The animals were sitting there. We're starving. Feed us. And he took care of every single one of them. There was a need. His grandfather, great-grandfather, they didn't have any money. Okay, the other people said, well, I'm not obligated, I'm not doing it. So he's better than that. And he said, well, there's a need, I'm going to help them. Noach's chesed was in response to a need. Avraham was exactly the opposite. There was no need. Hashem said, it's going to be boiling hot today, no one is going to be in the vicinity. And Avraham says, well, I'm going to run out to find people. I'm not obligated, it's Hanukkah, no reason to shake a lulav now. Right? There's no chesed opportunity. I'm not doing it. I'm not obligated. Still, I'm going to run to find an opportunity to go ahead and help other people. That is chesed, and that is really being like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Hashem is always giving us, right? Even if we don't ask Him, right? Sometimes we get presents that we didn't daven for. We get blessings that we didn't ask for. Hashem is always giving. That's what Avram was doing. But halachta b'drachah, you go in the way of Hashem, you initiate chesed. Okay. So to tie it into relationships, when you're helping people, it could be your wife, it could be your mother, it could be your roommate, it could be anyone. There are three ways of helping a person. Okay? I'll give you an example of doing dishes. And I'll put it in the context of marriage. But again, we could always apply like everything we're going to end up doing over the course of this these series is all going to be applicable already today. So my wife could ask me, you know, David, can you do the dishes? I need help. So I'll say, sure, okay, I'll do them. I'm willing to help. I got a smile on my face even, right? What's the response, the inner response of my wife going to be? Okay, he really didn't want to help me. I see that as a burden for him. I'm not going to ask him again. Right? That's level one. Level two is I could go ahead and say, I'm happy to help. It's my pleasure. No. So there, she's not going to feel like, okay, I'm willing. Right? I'm happy. It's my pleasure. That's better than the first way. And she might even ask me again. But that's still reactive. That's called rachamim. That is, oh, there's a need, my wife needs help, and here I come, and I'm going to help. As opposed to the third way, which is greater than everything. And that is, I go over and I say, oh, can I go ahead and do the dishes? I initiate the chesed. That is like a whole different level of a feeling. If someone comes over to you and says, you know, do you need help with your learning? Do you need help with Shabbos plans? You initiate the chesed. The answer might be no. I don't need anything. Great. Okay. No problem. If you do, let me know. Right? But if you initiate, the ability of the chesed over there is far greater than even being happy and being my pleasure, etc. Initiating chesed is very, very, very important. Okay? Now, let's bring this over to Yeshiva. Something I want to speak about. We're all very close over here, so I could speak my heart for 1 minute. I'm going to shut the recorder for this.